annual bare bones ritual of grief and hope in this park, our home for over a decade, we must consider the broader significance of this place. We are in Minnesota Makoche, the Dakota homeland where the water reflects the sky. Our specific location is part of a broader area known to our Dakota neighbors as a bedote, a place where the waters meet. This bedote is the sacred place of origin for the Dakota people who have been living here for thousands and thousands of years. It is also the site of trade, travel, and gathering for Ojibwe and other native tribes, and near where Fort Snelling was built in 1819. In 1862, white military and settlers committed poisonous, genocidal acts on Dakota sacred sites through the government's attempts to eradicate the Dakota culture and drive the Dakota people from the state or make them invisible. This continues today, as just this year, the legislature voted to take bedote off the signage at Fort Snelling. The legislature took this action because they were worried that Fort Snelling was being erased. Some of us in this park tonight are likely the direct descendants of the military or the settlers who attempted to dislocate the Dakota people. Some of us may be the descendants of the Dakota who suffered at the hands of others' ancestors. Even those of us who are not direct descendants owe our current way of life in this place to that history. Most of us have a place to go home to tonight, while last summer we watched as hundreds of indigenous people struggled to find housing on their ancestral lands. We stand in solidarity with the Dakota communities in Minnesota, Upper Sioux, Lower Sioux Indian, Shakpe Mittewakanton, Prairie Island, and Mendota Mittewakanton, who are seeking to be federally recognized, as well as our Ojibwe community members who are working to protect their wild rice-growing waters from pipelines and oil spills. We offer this performance as a small step towards healing our relationship with this land and all who have lived here.